You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
3 weeks remaining until opening day. Teams are starting to come together a little bit, and of course, with that comes some injuries. So I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here to talk a little Astros baseball with Brian McTaggart. Brian, no team is immune from little ouchies in spring training, some more severe than others, but that Max Stassi, kind of a bummer. He was really kind of had the inside track, I guess, to be the backup catcher, but now he's going to be out for a little bit. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you got to feel bad for Max. He was finally going to get a shot once they traded Hank Conger in the offseason, and Max has waited a long time for this, but he's got a broken hamate bone, had surgery on Monday, and he's going to be out 6 weeks. So that's going to take him well into April. So the Astros are going to have to find who their backup catcher is going to be. I mean, they came into camp already with one fewer catcher than they would have probably normally had because they thought Evan Gattis was going to get behind the plate a little bit for them this offseason. Of course, then Gattis, right as spring started, had hernia surgery, and they didn't sign another catcher. So, you know, after Stassi on the depth chart, basically a bunch of unproven guys, Tyler Heineman and Gonzalez and some other names, and Pena, a great defensive catcher, but none of these guys have come close to proving anything at the major league level, so I certainly think they're going to go and look for a backup catcher to back up Castro, catch a couple of times a week, so they got 3 weeks to try to get that done, but you got to feel bad for Stassi. I mean, he came up and made his major league debut a few years ago and immediately got a concussion, and he's had other injury problems, and he finally was going to get his shot. Now he has to deal with this, but we'll see what happens in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's you know, when it comes to catching, it's not like it's the easiest thing to obtain. I've always argued, and it's not like an argument, but I mean, you know, catching is just at a premium all the time, which is why you see a lot of 250 hitters have 14-year careers in the big leagues, because you need good defensive catchers, and they just don't grow on trees. It's the toughest position to play. It's the hardest one to convince young guys to want to play. So, I mean, the Astros wanting to, you know, get some reinforcements from the outside, I would have to think that they probably would have had some of those reinforcements going into spring training if they were just so readily available. It might be a little bit challenging, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think it will be. But, you know, as we get closer to opening day, you know, camp guys are going to be cut. There's going to be guys out of options that are going to be available on the waiver wire and so forth. And, you know, maybe they can make a trade that maybe they wouldn't have made in January or early February. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, I know a couple of weeks ago we were in Tampa watching the Astros play the Yankees, and Carlos Corporan is playing for the Yankees. And, you know, we all know Corporan was back up here for a few years and did a nice job. And just talking to some of the Yankees guys, it doesn't look like he's going to make that Yankees club. So, you know, maybe they go get somebody like that. But there's going to be names available at the end of camp, and whether they get somebody that can be a stopgap as he comes back, because he's probably going to have to go on a minor league rehab, so remains to be seen.
Yeah, I saw Corporan at the Yankees, and I thought, oh, that would be kind of a good guy to have for the Astros right now. So, hey, maybe they'll go get him. Okay, so let's move on to Lance McCullers. So I think everyone kind of breathed a big sigh of relief when the news came out that the MRI came back clean. So, you know, when it comes to a young pitcher who throws that hard, of course, logged more innings last year than he ever had, then, you know, immediately the red flags go up when he's a little sore. So what's the latest on him?
Well, we're still waiting to see. I mean, he's still not thrown off a mound since last week when he came out of his second live batting practice not feeling so well. So, I mean, they're going to take it very slowly with him. There's no reason to rush him. I mean, we've been writing all spring that the Astros have six starting pitchers. And, you know, they're going to need all of them. Well, it certainly looks like if McCullers is not even throwing in games yet, it certainly looks like he's probably not going to be ready for the start of the season. So that means they have five good options they can start the season with, and they can bring McCullers along as slowly as they want. There's no reason to rush him or push him at 21 years old. So, that bodes well for Pfister, who's pitched well, and Feldman, who's pitched well, and Fires has pitched really well. So all three of those guys in the rotation with Keuchel and McHugh, I think the Astros will feel very good going into the start of the season with those five guys in the rotation and giving Lance as much time as he needs, because – I mean, we're 3 weeks away from opening day, and he hasn't pitched in a game yet. So it's just hard to imagine he would be able to get built up in time to take his first turn in the rotation. So, you know, they have pitching depth for a reason. And now with McCullers having a little bit of the shoulder soreness, they're going to need to tap into it here.
Yeah, I was kind of laughing. This is, I think, before the McCullers news came out, and I was sort of going through the the other starters, and just Mike Fiers like coming into camp and not having a guaranteed starting spot. Of course, we realize, you know, that that means that the team has depth, but I just think it's kind of funny. Like, he threw a no-hitter last year, and he's a pretty good pitcher. And he's having, like, he's having a phenomenal spring, right? I mean, as far as spring go, and comparatively speaking, I mean, he's having, like, the best, right? He's not really given up any, very many runs. So that's got to be encouraging just from the standpoint of just him as a pitcher.
Yes, first two outings, five innings, and I think, well, definitely no runs. I think maybe one hit. His most recent outing, he retired all nine batters he faced and looked really, really sharp. So, and, you know, after he got done with that outing, I was kind of thinking, man, it'd be tough to keep him out of the rotation at this point. But if Feldman's healthy, he's in there, and Pfister the same way, and Pfister looks like he's throwing free and easy. So, you know, that's a dilemma the Astros might not have to face right now if they're gonna have Lance McCullers dealing with shoulder soreness. And again, McCullers is 21 years old. You know, if he doesn't pitch until May, so be it. You know, they could have him for the rest of the season. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
So let's go over first base. I've been away for a little bit from the Astros, so I'm reading every single thing that you're writing, and I'm hanging on to it with bated breath. But I've noticed John Singleton not really producing very much offensively. What's going on at first base, and how much is really spring performance going to dictate this thing at the end?
Well, I think that's all they got. I mean, AJ said they're having a 30-game tryout for first base, and so far Singleton has not hit very well. He had the one game where he had home run. He had another double off the wall. But other than that, it's the same Singleton we've seen, striking out a lot, struggling to make contact. And meanwhile, Tyler White just continues to hit. And that's kind of the book we saw from him all through the minor leagues. The kid can just hit. I've been really, really impressed with him. A.J. Reed has looked pretty good, not as good at the plate as White has. And I still think A.J. Reed is going to be in AAA to start the year. You know, he hasn't played above AA yet. I just don't see him making the opening day roster. Nothing against him, but we know how the Astros operate, and they operate wisely, and they have financial long-term goals in mind. So I think he'll start in AAA, and that leaves Duffy and White if Singleton doesn't make it. And both of them have been very impressive. Duffy had the three home runs early on in spring, and White's the guy I just can't get enough of. He just puts the bat on the ball and hits and gives you good at-bats, and it's just very fun to watch. I mean, Reed had a great at-bat last week against Max Scherzer, which A.J. called the highlight of the spring. He took him to 13 pitches and really forced Scherzer to come out of the game one inning early. He just continued to battle him. It just the kind of at-bats we haven't seen from Singleton so far this spring. So Reed's going to put himself in good position. I still think he'll open in AAA, but right now, if I had to say who's going to start at first base on opening day, I would say Tyler White. The kid's so far, 2 weeks in the games, the kid's earned it. You know, we still have a few weeks to go, and we'll see what happens. But he's made a good early impression.
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, I'm sure that you've heard the Jeff Bagwell comparison, not comparing him as a player, but just the situation when Jeff was in spring training with no chance to make the team, and all they did was hit, and they just kept having meetings saying, "Well, it's time to send him to AAA," and they're like, "Well, he's the only one that's hitting." I mean, at some point, I mean, if you're going to hit like some like ridiculous, like have a 400 average at the end of the spring, like they can't possibly rationalize like not putting him on the team just for the sake that he wasn't supposed to make it.
No, and he's 26, 27 years old, 27 years old. He's not a prospect. You're not worried about his arbitration clock or anything like that, like you are with, you know, you were with Correa or maybe even A.J. Reed. So, you know, if he can give you those good at-bats against major league pitching, not strike out, and hit the ball to all fields, hit some line drives on the occasional homer, yeah, I mean, how could you not give it to him if he's your best option?
Okay. Well, Tags, this is fun. It's good to be back together again, getting the band back together. So enjoy this week. I know that you're taking a couple days off, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.